Ever want to know all about horses? Then stick around for 30 minutes with natural horseman Jim Swanner. I'm alive and I'm free. Who wouldn't want to be me? Learn more all about horses at jimswanner.com.
Hi folks, Jim Swanner here, host of All About Horses and a big fan of Tractor Supply Company. Can't think of a better sponsor for the show because Tractor Supply is all about horses and everything you need for grooming, health, feed, and care. Even more importantly, at Tractor Supply, you get the know-how of their people. They just don't sell you products, they give you advice and answer questions since many of them own and breed horses themselves. Stop by Tractor Supply at 601 U.S. Highway 72 West in Athens and see for yourself. Tell them Jim Swanner sent you. You'll be glad you did. I always am.
All About Horses wants to thank Jerry King Company for their support of this program. Jerry King Company is a Christian-owned and operating heating, cooling, and electrical business serving all North Alabama since 1976. They are state-certified, licensed, and insured to provide sales, service, and installation to residential and commercial customers. They are a Brone, Heil, and Rheem heating and cooling dealer. Jerry King Company, a TVA-approved contractor providing service to all makes and models. 1613 El Gray Boulevard. Telephone number is 256-230-0402. Tell them you appreciate them sponsoring All About Horses.
Hey folks, this is Jim Swanner, teacher, instructor, communicator, writer, owner of KIN Stables in Athens, and host of All About Horses on WKAC. Listen in each Monday morning at 9:30. I'll be interviewing guests from all over the horse industry. Also, I'll tell you of upcoming events, clinics, and camps at KIN Stables. I teach basic horseback riding and natural horsemanship. Need a speaker for an event? Get in touch with me at jim@jimswanner.com or 874-6781.
Now back to more All About Horses.
Good morning, this is Jim Swanner. Welcome to All About Horses radio show. My guest today is Gloria Hester. Gloria was on the show a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about yoga and the benefits of riding that yoga has for riders. And also, we're talking about equine somatics. So this show, we're going to be talking about equine somatics. Am I saying that right?
Equine somatics.
Equine
yes.
somatics. Uh-huh. So we're going to be talking about that, and we're also going to be having a clinic coming up. March 31st and April 1st, and we'll be giving you a little bit of information about that. So, Gloria, welcome again to the show. It's so nice to see you again this morning.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks. It's great to be here.
So, yoga somatic. Okay, I've got to get the terminology right. We've done a clinic at the barn before, and it was just amazing to me the change in the horses, and actually the change in the people. It's it kind of helps you become one with the horse, so to speak. You know, like we were talking earlier in the show previous, that our horse is our mirror, and we always hear that. And, and when you're riding, you know, if something spooks, we spook. And the horse don't know the difference between a predator up there that is scared or mad. So, so let's get started with some of our topics that we want to talk about today. And your Yogic Wisdom for Horse and Human Clinics helps both the people and horses recover from pain and injury. Or, you know, of course, we all know there's a lot of injuries goes on around, you know, something that is 10 times bigger than we are and stronger and faster. So what is the benefits of the somatic training and the yoga training for that?
Okay. The reason that a somatic practice or a yoga practice that is applied somatically is so beneficial to the human body and the horse's body is that we're re-educating our own nervous systems through gentle, slow, specific movements, coming into those movements and out of those movements in a way that will reintegrate functional movement back into the body. And those movements could have been, the functional movement could have been interrupted by a fall from a horse or for your horse, let's say, you know, maybe he had an accident in the trailer or, you know, was running and ran into a fence or anything like that can leave a horse's nervous system holding the pattern of the injury or the residual pain and trying to protect. And the same is true for a person.
Right.
So this work, Hannah Somatic specifically, was originally developed for humans and then adapted for horses by my teacher, Eleanor Criswell Hannah. And because of my yoga background, that has meant so much to me. It's just very natural for me to bring those two together in a very specific way. It's hard for me to leave out what's helpful.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So repetition, you know, in us, we can tell, you know, when the muscles are remaining tight or contracted, and kind of, I don't know, you know, stretching, you know, sometimes that may cause more energy or more harm.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of times when we stretch, you know, people, they go until they feel pain in the stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And that pain causes that muscle to remain contracted.
Yes.
Instead of going to a point just short of feeling pain to help that muscle stretch.
Right.
Now, in the horse, they can't tell if that muscle is contracted, correct?
That's right. And we can't either, actually, oftentimes. Mm-hmm. For example, you may see a person who's elderly. They may be stooped forward. They're often stooped forward.
Mm-hmm.
And we may say, you know, stand up straight. Or a teenager who's slouching will say, stand up straight. But then when you turn around again, they're back in that habitual posture.
Mm-hmm.
So their brain is sending that arrangement through the nervous system, that way of being.
Mm-hmm.
And this movement specifically re-educates the way the brain and the body communicate with each other so that the individual's nervous system recognizes what is upright again, what is vertical again. And for the horse, what is a horse without a sway back? As a horse gets older, they get the swayed back, and that is adaptation to stress, to life experience as well. So this is to re-educate their nervous system so that those muscles are not pulling the horse's back into a swayed back, or a horse who habitually holds his head high. All of those can be as a result of habituations in the horse's brain.
Right.
So that's how this work is very different from what is commonly known about.
Right. Mm-hmm. We've, you know, like I said, we've had a clinic of this type at the barn, and when you see a horse, just actually say thank you. You know, I mean, you can recognize it in their body language.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like we had to pick their heads up, get their nose out of the dirt just to pet them. You know, they get so relaxed. This movement, this somatic movement, is helping that horse, and you got to know a little bit about the horse's background, I guess. One that does repetitive movement, like barrel racing, roping, something like that. And I had that experience with a horse after we did that clinic. It was a barrel horse, and he could not cross his hind feet over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he could not disengage.
Mm-hmm.
And I did some of the somatic movement with that horse, just on the hindquarters.
Mm-hmm.
And then we paused, and I was telling the owner what I was doing and that kind of stuff. And then when I asked the horse to disengage, he hesitated because he didn't really know that he could. You know, his foot stepped in front, you know, his left foot in front of the right. And then the next step, he stepped through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like the horse woke up and said, oh, that feels better. I'm not contracted, and everything just feels less tight.
It's funny that you would choose to use that term, that the horse woke up, because that's literally what's happening when you're working with a horse somatically. Mm-hmm. It is waking up their nervous system, their brain is waking up to movement potential that they didn't know they had.
Yeah.
So the benefits for a horse are far reaching in their athletic potential, and also it does carry over into the so many other aspects of the horse.
I've seen it change horses. Also with the bond with the human, the handler, with its owner. If you're really wanting a bond with your horse or a relationship with your horse, this is an excellent place to start.
It's very it's amazing to have that sort of rapport with a horse. And in my experience of working with the horses over these last I've been studying somatic since 2006, so in that span, and having grown up with horses, in that span since 2006, I've actually seen horses display behavior that I'd never seen. And I grew up in a barn with 50 horses. Mm-hmm. So I've been with horses.
Right.
But I've begun to see potential in the relationship between a horse and a human that I was unaware of.
Right.
And so it's very exciting to me, and to see having worked with clients who thought that their horse would not be able to be ridden again,
mm-hmm.
and then to have the owner have tears in their eyes and say, you know, thank you for yeah. helping my horse, and you know, to have that experience it fills my heart,
mm-hmm.
and I'm really grateful for what I do
yeah.
For a living and to
oh,
share
yeah.
this with the world.
Yeah,
so,
and we thank you for
thank
sharing
you.
Also.
Thank
yeah.
you.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. We have a few more things to cover on this equine somatic. So stay tuned, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
All About Horses.
Clearance and liquidation at Horsing Around Tack Shop continues all this week. To prepare for inventory this month, we're clearing out all the old merchandise. Our loss is your gain. Sale prices are on current inventory only. Here's the impressive list of markdowns. Blankets, 25% off. All breeches except for carrots and iridian, 40% off. Saddle pads, 20% off. Select boots, 30% off or more. Troxel and Tipperary helmets, 15% off. Get even more when you purchase a Charles Owen helmet, reduced as low as $89.95. Everything else is 15% off. This excludes consignment saddles. Horsing Around Tack Shop, 5650 Sanderson Street, Suite O, Huntsville, Alabama.
Hey folks, this is Jim Swanner, teacher, instructor, communicator, writer, owner of KIN Stables in Athens, and host of All About Horses on WKAC. Listen in each Monday morning at 9:30. I'll be interviewing guests from all over the horse industry. Also, I'll tell you of upcoming events, clinics, and camps at KIN Stables. I teach basic horseback riding and natural horsemanship. Need a speaker for an event? Get in touch with me at jim@jimswanner.com or 874-6781.
Athens State University Center for Lifelong Learning is offering an exciting 8-week class, Understanding More About Horses, beginning Monday, January 30th, 2012, and running through March 19th, 2012. Class time is 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. For more information, go to www.athens.edu/CLL or contact Wanda Campbell, Assistant Director, Center for Lifelong Learning at Athens State University, or call 256-233-8262.
This is Jim Swanner, host of All About Horses. If you need a set of new tires for your car, your truck, trailer, your ATV, or if you need your tires balanced, or you just need a puncture repaired, go by OK Tire Store on Highway 72 West here in Athens. Owners Mike and Martha will appreciate your business. You will appreciate their professionalism and their customer service. For quality work, request the best. That's OK Tire Store on Highway 72 West, Athens. It's where I purchase my tires because I trust their service. Give them a call at 232-1730. That's OK Tire Store, Highway 72 West, Athens.
Now back to more All About Horses.
All right, welcome back. This is Jim Swanner, and we're speaking with Gloria Hester, an equine somatic
educator.
Mm-hmm. There we go. All right, we'll get that right. And but Gloria, this is a very fascinating educational subject. You know, we can't learn enough,
mm-hmm.
and if you think you no, then you're wrong. You know, I'm just going to say that. You know, we don't know. We don't know. Actually, sometimes we don't know what we don't know.
But That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, yeah. We're striving to know what we don't know.
Yeah.
So,
but I have been told by my mentor that the fact that you know that you don't know means that you know.
Okay.
So now we're getting into some interesting.
Yeah, we're getting that's deep. So we're getting out there. So you know, if we no, we don't know, then we're going to try to know. So that's...
Yes, that's where the learning potential is.
That's it. That's right. So, back to the subject at hand, equine somatics. How is it possible to work with a horse in this way?
Well, the somatic principles, they apply to any animal with a vertebrae, and that's the way the adaptation process started. It was developed for humans first, based off of very solid neuroscience principles. And so finding a way to work with the horse was where the challenge was. But the horses showed us that that's going to come pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
They quickly understood what was happening. And so I'm sure that I wasn't there with my teacher when she developed that, but I know it was very exciting for her.
For
and
sure.
It continues to be exciting for me. But to clarify, horses and humans, actually, we have a lot in common. We have the same involuntary reflexive patterns in the same particular muscle groups in our bodies in response to some of the same emotions and experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that there are certain muscles that will shorten and contract in response to experiences. And we work from those reflexive patterns. We look to assess the horse in their posture, in mm-hmm. movement, and then we develop a good plan for that horse to experience, re-experience what they've lost mm-hmm. in their movement potential.
Yeah. Can you give us some examples?
For example, a visual might be the startle response mm-hmm. in the human body that shortens the abdominal wall mm-hmm. and draws the limbs in close. The same is true in the horse.
The fetal.
Yes. So the horse's abdominal wall will be short and contracted. They may stand close in and, you know, camped under, very camped under.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not understand why that horse is staying in that position. That's because the way the habituation that was left in the muscular system is being held in that posture by the unconscious part of the brain. So our work is to help the horse recognize through his sensory motor system how to release those contractions through movement and touch and the horse's own feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And those experiences are cumulative too. I'd want to add that.
Yeah.
Over a lifetime.
Right. It's like this. If we injure one side of our body, we compensate for it.
Yes.
And if we compensate for too long,
right.
Then the other side's going to be
mm-hmm.
going to have traumatic mm-hmm. Issues.
Yeah, and that happens in the horse too, so we can work to help the horse release that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you prefer to work with an individual? I know mm-hmm. we do mm-hmm. the clinics, and but you know, when we do the clinics, we're trying to educate a lot of people. But
that's
how,
right.
how do you
mm-hmm.
prefer
To work one-on-one with a client is a wonderful opportunity to give them more specific individualized feedback in their nervous system. So there are actually two parts of this work. There is group work, which is wonderful and stands on its own. And then the icing on the cake is mm-hmm. actually work in a way that is very different than the group. The principles are the same, but the experience is different because you're getting a lot of feedback in your nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether it's a horse or a human, I would look at that individual, at their movement patterns, and develop a plan to work with them so that they can actually realize their full potential through their movement and to regain any lost freedom so that we actually mm-hmm. move as a younger horse or younger person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think about the experience that I had the first time that we did a clinic like this mm-hmm. and we went and I think it was four of us that did it that on a Friday night,
yeah.
you know, human.
Uh-huh.
And of course, me, been all the years been in athletics, weightlifting, and you know, we just, you know, we abuse ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So at times I have difficulty in when I'm sitting for a while, it's difficult to get up. You know, my hips are hurting, my knees are hurting, and you know, people look and say, something wrong. I'm hurting all over. You know, and but that night that we did that class, I mean, it was supposed to be a 2-hour class, but mm-hmm. it turned into about 4 hours.
It did.
But it was just, it wasn't straight. I always tried to push too hard, and you'd say, don't try to reach the star. You know,
uh-huh.
just, you know. But after that class, I got up, and I remember, I don't know who it was, said it. They looked at me and said, you can walk. And it felt good. I didn't have any pain.
Mm-hmm.
It just from doing those movements.
Mm-hmm.
And I should kick myself for not continuing, but I can't. My joints still hurt.
Yeah, there's always potential for you to start again. And the movements are simple to learn. And I would like to, you know, visit a little bit with how it's possible for a person to lie down in pain and get up and be out of pain.
That's the way I was.
So what happened was the way your brain was telling your body to control those muscles changed in that. In the span of those 4 hours. And sometimes that change is permanent. And other times we may do something, like maybe the way we sit when we drive, or the way we mount or dismount the horse. There may be something that we're doing each day that's recontracting particular muscle groups again. And those muscles are either pressing on a nerve, or maybe they're closing up the joint so the joint doesn't have the amount of space, or it's pulling your body out of ideal alignment. So all of those things are going to cause feedback of pain.
Right.
And then when you practice yoga or practice yoga somatically or practice Hanha somatics, you can actually realign your body from inside rather than from outside. So one of the reasons I enjoy applying the practice in that way is that it's really working with the person inside rather than imposing a posture on that person.
Right.
We're helping the person have a first person experience, or if it's a horse, a first horse experience, rather than imposing my will on them.
Yeah.
It's two different things. And that's where the magic of this work is.
Yeah.
Is,
you know, I mentioned, you know, the 4 hours. Well, someone may think, well, I don't have 4 hours. Well, I guess there would be a way to do these things, you know, like 30 minutes to an hour or something like that. And of course, I always say, well, or usually say, well, I don't have time, or if I'm there doing something, I'm thinking about something else I need to be doing. But I'm sitting here listening and learning, and I'm thinking, okay, so what if this takes me an hour? Then I have 23 hours of no pain.
Right. Eventually, too, you know, I used an analogy this last weekend at the clinic. When you're learning to write your alphabet, you have to revisit that often when you remember, like, first grade or kindergarten, whenever you were learning to do that. So you needed to keep going back over that alphabet to learn it. And this work is similar. At first, you may need to revisit it more often, but you can only do 30 minutes a day, and that will help a lot. And, of course, in Tom Hanna's book, the title is Somatics. In that book, and it's Reawakening is in the title as well, Reawakening Through Movement. So you can find it as Somatics by Thomas Hanna. And it has movement lessons in the book. And those, each one will take you about 30 minutes. And then eventually you'll have what's known as the cat stretch, and it's just it'll take you about 20 minutes a day, and you can do those whenever you feel like you need a tune-up, if you will. You feel like you're getting a little stiff again or in pain.
Okay. All right. We're going to take another break here, and we will be back in just a minute with Gloria Hester and talking about equine somatics and freedom of movement.
Yay! Thank you.
All About Horses.
Okay, listen up. If you haven't been to J&G Variety on Highway 72 West in Athens, you're missing a special shopping experience. I was there last week, and I said, "Dadgum, Danny, is there anything you don't have?" J&G Variety has flowers, name brand tools of all kinds, barn fans of many sizes, generators, nuts and bolts, plumbing supplies, housewares, electrical supplies, locks, lawn and garden supplies, pet supplies, tarps, welding equipment, and did I mention they have flowers? This is only a fraction of the things they have. Go by J&G Variety on Highway 72 Athens. If you can't find it there, you probably don't need it. That's J&G Variety, Highway 72 West, Athens. Tell them you heard it on All About Horses.
Had some problems with your vehicle? Need a tow? Need a jump start? Call Randy's Towing and Recovery. They're located at 801 South Clinton Street, Athens. Call Randy's Towing and Recovery for tire changes, jump starts, lockouts, and motorcycle towing. Rollbacks are also available. They're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Major motor clubs are honored. Randy's Towing and Recovery. Randy Self, owner. 256-206-9310.
When a loved one dies, it is comforting to know you have someone you can rely on. Limestone Chapel is that someone with the knowledge and understanding of your needs, and most of all, someone you can trust. Funeral service is the profession we cherish, whether your need is immediate or if you're interested in pre-planning. Call Limestone Chapel today for confidential funeral planning advice. Phone 256-232-1051 or visit our website at www.limestonechapel.com.
Now back to more All About Horses.
All right, welcome back to All About Horses. We're talking with Gloria Hester today about equine somatics. And we've got just a few more minutes, but there's a couple of subjects that I'd like to cover. Gloria, you take an uncommon, although traditional, approach to sharing yoga. What does this mean?
Because of the influence of the somatic work and therapeutic yoga, I like to address the needs of the individual. And actually, when yoga first started, it was from teacher to student. Mm-hmm. Group classes have been around about 85 years, but mm-hmm. the practice of yoga, some people say it's been around as many as 5,000 years. Mm-hmm. Some people say 2,000,
but we
don't know. So, but the main point of that is that rather than take this kind of generalized blanket approach mm-hmm. in a class, I've seen the benefits, when you can address specific patterns of the individual in their body. So rather than having a blanketed, generalized approach, if you're looking at yoga as therapy, working in an individualized somatic approach, it can be very, very beneficial in ways mm-hmm. that perhaps the group class cannot address.
Right.
So in that way, it is traditional because the original classes were one-on-one, yeah. Teacher to student.
Right.
Yeah.
And same with horses, you know, with teaching people. We don't do groups. We do one-on-ones because mm-hmm. you got to pay attention to what's happening at that time.
Yes, it would be like trying to have a blanket approach with 20 horses and trying to use the same generalized method yeah. in the group, and it won't work for all horses.
No,
the same is true for people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how does this movement help relieve pain and, in particular, horse-related injuries?
Mainly because we're re-educating the nervous system, mm-hmm. and so we're helping the nervous system release from any holding from the fall or the trauma. Again, looking at those specific patterns. So a lot of times a shoulder injury is actually a muscle in the center of the body that's contracted.
Mm-hmm.
It's pulling at the attachments in the shoulder, pulling the shoulder out of alignment. Mm-hmm. People think it's a shoulder problem, and in our culture, we address the shoulder problem as though it is a shoulder problem, but right. oftentimes it's a center of the body problem. In yeah. a horse, it may show up in their hip, but it's actually a muscle in the torso.
Yeah, I've mm-hmm. seen that in some massage therapy with
yeah.
horses. You know,
yeah.
you think it's here, but it's somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think we've answered the yeah. next question that I have, just been talking about my aches and pains. who would benefit from this?
Anyone who has chronic pain, Jim, really.
That's my name, chronic pain.
If the pain is coming from contracted muscles, mm-hmm. What Thomas Hanna called sensory motor amnesia. This work will help them. If they have limited mobility or achy in the joints, for example, horses who have, they've said these horses are arthritic, or people who are arthritic, somatic work can really mm-hmm. benefit both species.
Mm-hmm.
And so anybody who's had any sort of trauma or fall or misalignments. Two of my best friends are chiropractors, and I love chiropractors. I think they're a wonderful mm-hmm. gift to humanity. And at the same time, I'm more interested in why are the muscles pulling the bones out of alignment
mm-hmm.
Rather than, yeah. So it's a different approach.
Instead of going backwards.
Yeah, look at why the bones are being pulled
yeah.
out. Who is telling the bones to misalign? Who is telling the muscles to misalign the bones?
Right.
And that's the nervous system.
Yeah. So, Gloria, we're about out of time. And any final thoughts that you have that you want our listeners to know?
Yeah, just that if somebody has pain from contracted muscles, that they don't have to stay in pain. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people say, well, I've had this injury for 30 years, and I don't think this mm-hmm. will help me. And lo and behold, your belief system does not affect the significance of the work.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen many people who thought that they were willing to try, only but they were skeptic. And then they said, wow, you know, this has really helped me, and I never would have believed that.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to say, is if you're alive, there's a potential for change.
Yeah. A lot of times the pain will cause the muscle to remain contracted.
Yeah.
And it just gets worse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The feedback, yeah.
yeah. Gloria, I want to thank you again for being on the show today. This is such a such valuable information. And
we
haven't really scratched the surface on this show. So, you know, if you're interested in learning more, Lori, give them your contact information.
Okay. You can access me. You can go to my website at GloriaHesterYoga.com, or you can email me at GloriaHester@gmail.com.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. And also, if you need any information about what's going on at the barn, you can contact me at jim@jimswinner.com. And if you have, you know, some questions for Gloria, I can get those to her. Or you can contact me again at 874-6781. And if you need information on the clinic that is coming up March 31st and April 1st, get in touch with either one of us, and we'll get you the information and the cost and what all is involved. Gloria, thank you again.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Go ahead and visit our sponsors and tell them you appreciate them sponsoring All About Horses Radio.
Join us next week and visit jimswanner.com to learn more all about horses.